drifting idly in a lake of stars just shy of the outer rim of a colonized star system. The crew of Field Ship 142 congregates around a busy dashboard illuminated by a pending request from Coach to speak with them. But first and foremost, the crew needed to get their biggest asset, the Tackler, under control. After 20-some-odd minutes of calming the mutant and trying to make sense of the events it had supposedly witnessed, the Tackler is finally able to get a grip, but not after confirming one thing. Coach Corp was shady, especially with how they've handled this peculiar Tackler in the send-off. The ex-soldier, now Spec Helmet, Taxer Van stands composed in deep thought, soaking in all he had gathered from the Tackler's ramblings as it tries to dissuade the Spec from patching in the transmission with Coach. We cut to Atrax, who we see sizing up the ship's interior. He notices the hatch to the cockpit door seals from the inside of the cockpit and continues to analyze this strange architectural decision. Calm and cool, we see Capsis Discori pop up over Atrax's shoulder and leaning in against the hull. She strongly suggests the crew make some lodging adjustments. The cockpit was a blast containment unit for a defective Tackler, which was like putting Plan B and C inside of Plan A. The storage room could barely fit Capsis's sword, and the wreck room is just that, a wrecked room. Atrax arrives to the same assessment, unbothered by the potentially large task ahead of him. He makes his way into the wreck room to survey a suitable spot for smithing, chittering to himself. Arms folded, chin resting on his knuckles, Tack commands the Tackler to put him on with Coach. The monitor is soon populated by a familiar face. The coach technician tasked with handling Field Ship 142's Tackler met at headquarters. A furrowed brow, frustrated and anxious, soon to fix his face at the sight of the special team's coat now standing before him. A glimmer of surprise coats his eyes at the sight of a conscious Tackler with a bullet hole no longer between his eyes, driving the ship.
Spec Servant, greetings. I believe there may have been quite a misunderstanding. We ask that you please return to base with your Tackler, for it is a danger to you and others.
Danger. Capsis chuckles at that misinformation.
We'll assign you a new Tackler and get you and your crew along on your way.
With extreme confidence and sternness, Tack responds. Negative, Coach. Your personnel opened fire on me and the crew at the dock. I've managed to calm the Tackler for now, and I'm assessing the situation. I'm officially requesting access to this Tackler's files and a dedicated technician for remote assistance. Confirm request. The technician pauses, queuing up a scathing denial, but is soon blindsided by contrasting orders within his earpiece by mysterious higher-ups. He then turns to the conversation with a new angle.
Your ally, the Forge Master, has broken his obligation to his people, if you didn't know. This is treason, and punishable by death. Their words, not Coach's. We wish not to stand in the middle of their political affairs. However, we will tolerate his breach of contract with us, only should his remaining contractual agreement be fulfilled monetarily, if not by service, as agreed.
The crew receives a request for an unsettled debt of 100,000 bizquirks due by month end.
As for the Tackler, keep it at your own risk.
The technician grants Tack full access to the Tackler as requested, then disconnects. The Tackler exhales. It didn't expect that outcome. Perhaps it was true that Coach has a lot of tolerance for their specs. Tack wipes over his face. Shit. He calls Miss Discori to the dash. Capsis approaches. No miss required, she says. Sus is fine. What's the news? Tack nods toward the team's quirk account. Atrax is wanted by his people for treason and owes 100,000 bisquerks to Coach, who wanted by month end. Capsis sighs, then leans in to scan the screens herself. Sounds like a good start. We're going to be such a great team, she says. So, do you want to tell him the good news, or should I? Tack responds. She glances over at the tackler's now closed bullet wound and the bloody floor, impressed by the cool trick. I'll take the blacksmith, you clean up this mess. She pats the tackler on the back. Get it together, nerves. There's a job to do. She then exits the cockpit to inform Atrax of the situation. Tack turns to the tackler, steps closer. He retrieves a data collection skill module from his coat. He then places his thumb on the tackler's forehead with a long press of the pineal gland and taps the module softly upon his head, granting him all the advanced methods, tactics, and all accessible intel sources one would need to make a pristine assessment of the situation, which was invaluable during a galaxy-wide information blackout. Tack watches as the installation has a profound impact on the tackler as it slumps in its chair, eyes flickering momentarily. Tack then knocks on the dash with both of his knuckles. Tackler, please submit an official request for information to Coach. Request for threat assessment data. Gather enough information to compile a map, marking which regions hold the least and most potential conflicts for Coach field ships, whether piracy, political posturing, or otherwise. Once that's done, I'd like you to search public news and entertainment sources for recent reports of attacks on field ships. Collect a docket of the most lucrative opportunities and contracts we can capitalize on as well. Can you do all that for us? The tackler ponders for a second as the skill module finalizes implementation. Its mutation brought an organic, human-like sensation to every mechanical feature within his body. The skill modules were surreal. An explosion of enlightenment left it at a loss for words. Tack repeats, well? The tackler nods, I can do that. Learned it from the best, it says while smirking. Tack places his focus back onto the screens, awaiting to see what was in the stars for the crew. We cut to Atrax, who we see rummaging through his equipment in search of his compact forge torch. All four of his arms simultaneously multitasking, his compartmental brain effortlessly managing tasks suited for a crew of 3 to 4. Chittering with delight as he locates it, but is immediately startled by the ink mercenary popping up behind him again, causing him to drop the valuable tool to the floor, detonating on impact. Atrax hastily flees the room and drags Capsis with him around the corner as the tool explodes violently into pieces of shrapnel, damaging what little furniture existed within the now scorched rec room. Damn, looks like that door, my work, as well as everything else I wanted to do must be postponed. Atrax aggressively lays his belongings back where they were, and heads back to the rec room, annoyed. Capsis stops him. Hey, fugitive. Looks like we got some heat from your recent career decisions. Unless you have 100,000 bisquerks banked, we better get this place in shape and find a job for some quick cash. Atrax, pulled from his thoughts, chitters. Sadly, I couldn't bring my funds during my escape. The clan would have taken notice to such a large and sudden withdrawal. Capsis turns on the heels of her boots before leaving and says, well, we're family now. If one of us is in the hole, we all are. Check in with the soldier. He seems to be formulating a plan. Moments later, we cut to the crew congregating at the helm of the field ship. Tack gathers everyone to discuss the crew's options of opportunities collected by the tackler. Tack points at the star map. Looks like we have 3 leads, 2 of which are high risk and more trouble than it is worth right now, with no guarantee of a high reward. Atrax sees his home planet highlighted on the map. Several contracts and tasks look to be tied to the upcoming Thraxian holiday of Albedon, a single day of the year when his home planet, Thrus, is dimly lit, just enough for his people to walk the surface, thanks to an anomalous eclipse that occurs yearly and lasts for an entire day. Handcrafted offerings are made to the eclipse, making for many lucrative opportunities to trade and sell. Opportunities crew 142 needed. Tack continues. We've got enough food, water, and fuel to last for more than one job, but there's no telling how quickly we'll find our next paycheck. If we head to Thrus, our forge master could produce some goods to sell for a sizable income. Tack and Capsis notice Atrax's demeanor change at the sound of his home planet being mentioned. For once, he wasn't multitasking, but was very much focused on the matter at hand. Tack gives the cue, and the tackler brings up a few uncharted nearby planets to plunder. If we go exploring uncharted planets, there's a lot that could go wrong. And that's more surface area than we can reasonably search in a month without getting lucky. The tackler then brings up what looks like a wrecked field ship idly drifting near an anomalous space rift that seems to have had some mysterious impact on them, hence the distress beacon sent out almost months ago. As for this field ship, that's potentially a lot of valuable salvage, but we may have to deal with whatever wrecked their ship in the first place. Thoughts? Atrax looks up at the star map after gathering his thoughts. If we head to Thrus, there is a possibility my notoriety could bring us further heat. Atrax then points to an abandoned space station near Thrus, and then to the uncharted rift on the same route. If we were to seek these two salvage opportunities, I could do some significant work to our field ship. Tack nods, then looks at Capsis, who we see fiddling with a razor blade retracting from the toe of her boot. What are your thoughts, sus? She stretches. I'm always up for a challenge, but Thrust seems to be an easy deal. It would give us the time to see what this tackler can do before testing the waters. We're already in the shits, might as well find a quick beat, pay back the debt, and set out on more advantageous ventures. Atrax looks slightly uneasy at the thought of visiting Thrus, perhaps homesick. My wares are quite iconic in certain circles. Although if everyone else feels that Thrus is our best bet, then I could perhaps add some flaws to my work to conceal my identity. You make a good point about the tackler, Tack says, but I'd rather not test a tackler where chances of collateral damage are high. My vote is for the field ship. Atrax adds, I second that vote. Although not for the same reasons, perhaps we could salvage the ship for upgrades. Atrax waits a moment. Though, we have no way to know how dangerous the ship may be. Tack nods. Then that settles it. Then signals to the tackler, who preps a hyper jump and announces that the coordinates have been set to the abandoned field ship 131. It then recommends that they should heavily consider overhauling its skill modules should they encounter anything problematic. It would be quite difficult protecting the crew with just a black belt, a pistol, and one hell of a Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Agreed, Tack says. He then retrieves a handful of additional modules from his coat. Software that easily goes for thousands of biz quirks, allowing one to install skill programs to a tackler. He was already familiar with this. I've got four skill modules for the tackler from a contact on the planet. We can either decide how to use them together or we can each take one and save the last for a rainy day. Thoughts? Capsis was intrigued. With her sword unsheathed, she plays with the balance of her blade, pondering whether to teach the tackler the way of the ink blade herself or rely on microwave oven techniques in these modules. For the sake of time, perhaps the latter was better. We each have a different skill set, she says. Let's break them down between us. She pauses for a moment, and with a raised eyebrow asks, how exactly did you come about these modules again? Like I said, I have a contact on planet. Let's leave it at that. Tack grabs his data pad and transfers one module each to Capsis and Atrax. Capsis shoots Tack a stare of judgment. Feel free to use the module however and whenever you deem appropriate, but I'd recommend doing it sooner rather than later, Tack says. Capsis walks up behind the tackler in the pilot seat and taps the module she chose upon his head for an immediate installation of an adept understanding of the blade and close quarters combat.
Capsis pulls the tackler aside and discusses her decision to use her module for a combat partner. She wants to train with the tackler on how to do more hand-to-hand combat and work with weaponry.
While your DMing skill may come in handy out here for entertainment, Capsis sheathes her sword. We need to stay sharp. A sparring partner would be a useful tool and a way to improve our tackler's combat skills. Let's expand on what you can do outside of that pistol and dice. When you aren't such a bundle of nerves, I'll show you a thing or two, she says. The tackler feels the rush of knowledge flood his programming. It suddenly felt more capable, overcome with rushing emotional moodlets of confidence. Tacklers were designed to protect their crew, and so this abundance of skill seems to have evolved him. The tackler says nothing in return, instead grasping both arms of the chair while undergoing a brief lapse in thought. Tack Servan observes, looking the tackler in its eyes. He couldn't put his finger on it. He heard stories of tacklers, but none of which depicted them as having so much humanity. He wasn't sure how to perceive its AI, or his AI. Was it an object at all, or a partner, or a weapon as described by Coach? Attentive to the tackler's questionable identity, he issues a command to gather what he can on Field Ship 131, then pats him on the shoulder before heading to his bunk to get himself sorted before embarking on their journey. The Audible, at its heart, is a slice of life series where, more often than not, the content in the story will revolve around the role-playing of the player. The Audible, at its heart, is a slice of life series where, more often than not, the content and the story will revolve around the role-playing of the player characters in the Discord server, their relationships, their interactions, and development of their own characters. And so on. Reading through their role playing, or in some cases being part of the scene, I get to get a feel for them in real time. And there's really two sides of what's happening: the actual RP event taking place in the server, and then a dramatized version of that in the series that's being created. So I have a lot of fun taking liberties with what I choose to show in this series, and have opportunities to build on and expand what took place in that role playing interaction. Much of what was in this episode was extended, like deleted scenes from a movie. And what's cool is, as a player, you get to see yourself under a new light, you know, and it reminds me of the Justice League Snyder Cut, where you think you're familiar with what happens because you were, you know, you're an actor in the movie, you were in there, only to see it morph and retold by the director. I get to add things the player isn't expecting. I get to patch and cobble events together into a deeper scene. For example, throughout the span of the role-playing leading up to this episode, Capsis Discori gives the tackler a nickname of Nerves, and based off of a few interactions that we had in the server. And I was able to mention that in the episode, potentially foreshadowing a much larger interaction that will happen between them, a scene where she actually teaches the tackler some moves. So it resonates more with the player having known the background of why their character did a certain thing, adding layers to the story for that particular player as a player. So But not to mention, I get to summarize and bundle events together without feeling like I need to retell a story that players know already, which would be real boring for me if it was like that. So I purposely make the events happen a different way, like an alternate way, while still sticking to the core of what was role played in the server. So as we hear in this episode, the group is getting ready to go on their first quest together, which I'm really excited for. It will mark the first time the players will be treated to an episode where they don't know the outcome at all, but only know what their character's goals were and under what given scenario or what circumstances they're going to be facing, which will be fun because I don't even know what's going to happen because I haven't rolled it yet. So in closing, things are really starting to heat up, and I want to thank the players for their patron support, their engagement, and their interesting characters that they bring to the table. So here's to a sci-fi 2021 on Field Ship 142.